P30A_World Review. By Ginger Borkircher. Sixth Trumpet. North Korea's new level of threat. North Korea demonstrated its growing military capabilities with the launch of 4 ballistic missiles, 3 of which fell into the Sea of Japan, in what Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe characterized as a new level of threat. Abe condemned the provocation as utterly intolerable and noted the North's accelerating technological advancements. CENTCOM, Iran poses greatest threat. General Joseph Votel, the head of U.S. Central Command, called out Iran as one of the greatest threats to the Middle East. "It is my view that Iran poses the greatest long-term threat to stability for this part of the world," Votel said. The commander's remarks echo the sentiments of other high-ranking officials within the Trump administration. "Iran and its proxy agents have been operating in regions of weak governance throughout the Middle East, occupying a power vacuum in the wake of the U.S. withdrawal from Iraq in 2011. Our mission? Preaching the gospel of the kingdom to every person on earth. Because the end time is now. War can boost Trump's approval ratings." According to a columnist for the Chicago Tribune, President Trump has the lowest approval rating of any U.S. president this early in his administration since 1953, and the only thing that could get Trump out of this slump is a war. "I'm not saying that's what the president wants, but I fear it could be where we're headed," she wrote. "If President Trump doesn't stay off Twitter, we could end up in a nuclear war." Gorbachev, ban nuclear war. Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has issued a dire warning: the world is preparing for war. Gorbachev is urging President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to put a halt to a deadly path by spearheading a United Nations resolution that essentially bans nuclear war. According to Gorbachev, the initiative should come from the presidents of two nations that hold over 90% of the world's nuclear arsenals and therefore bear a special responsibility. Holy Roman Empire. Better chance for European integration. Belarus views its presidency of the Central European Initiative, CEI, as an opportunity to get better involved in the European integration processes. It is for the first time that Belarus takes on the leading role in one of the oldest European integration organizations beyond our western border that unites the EU member states and its closest neighbors. "We view this as a unique and timely opportunity to step up Belarus' involvement in the European integration processes," said Vladimir Makiy, Belarusian Minister of Foreign Affairs. Charlemagne Prize for 2017. British historian Timothy Garton Ash has been named the recipient of Germany's Charlemagne Prize for 2017. Since 1950, the Charlemagne Prize Board has been awarding the prize for special merit in supporting European unity. The foundation which chooses the winner praised Garton Ash for his outstanding scientific and journalistic work that defies the populists and the simplifiers of our time and develops ideas of how we should behave in the globalized world. Garton Ash is the 59th winner of the prize, named after Emperor Charlemagne of the early Middle Ages. Minimum income for citizens. The European Commission wants all EU member states to introduce minimum wages and incomes for their workers and unemployed in an effort to combat growing social inequality and poverty. "There should be a minimum salary in each country of the European Union," Jean-Claude Juncker said. "Those seeking work should also have a guaranteed minimum level of income," he added. Mark of the Beast. Ban for forced microchip implants. Nevada may become the 5th state to pass a law banning the implanting of RFID microchips in humans without their consent. Senator Becky Harris introduced a bill in the Nevadan legislature that would make it a felony to forcibly implant the tracking devices in any human being. At least 4 other states, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, California, and North Dakota, have passed laws against involuntary chipping of human beings. Australia to be cashless, cards obsolete. The president of technology for payments giant MasterCard said, 8 out of 10 transactions here are contactless already. "I definitely think Australia will be cashless before the US," he said. Rob Riggs says the idea of a physical card would also become obsolete in 5 years. MasterCard is currently piloting what it calls persistent authentication in the form of the world's first biometric wristband. EU steps up pace for cashless society. In January, the EU Commission issued the Commission Initiative Roadmap for 2018 regarding the step-up fight against the financing of terrorism. The policy looks to the regulation on the controls of cash entering or leaving the community and relevance of potential upper limits to cash payments. The EU Commission is using the logic of banning cash by maintaining that it is difficult to quantify the legitimate or illegitimate use of cash. Bill to make Alaska licenses Real ID compliant. Alaska Governor Bill Walker introduced legislation aimed at making Alaska driver's licenses compliant with federal standards set by the Real ID Act. In 2008, the Alaska legislature passed a law blocking the use of public funds to comply with the law. The state has until June to comply, and DHS has said it will not grant the state any further extensions. We will never relinquish West Bank. Israel will never relinquish security control of the entirety of the West Bank, says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Prime Minister spoke these words in answer to a question about what he meant when he spoke of supporting a Palestinian state. Netanyahu said that Israel's insistence on security control stemmed from the failures of international forces to protect the country from past acts of aggression by its neighbors. Trump, Netanyahu. Joint press conference. In a recent press conference, President Donald Trump said he would support the peace agreement that Israel and Palestinians like the best. I'm looking at two state and one state. And I like the one that both parties like, Trump said. Israel will never again question U.S. support. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has attempted to underscore the Trump administration's position on ties with Israel. Haley referred to the new Washington government's shift from the strained ties between the Israeli government and the previous White House administration of Barack Obama. Never again will our allies question our support, she said. Middle East. Moving embassy to Jerusalem. A U.S. congressional delegation is to look into the option of relocating the American embassy to Jerusalem. President Donald Trump said he would love to see the embassy moved from its current location in Tel Aviv. He made the comments during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington. Critics have said the move would damage the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. World religion. Disney pushing LGBT agenda. In reaction to the news that Disney has aired a cartoon showing two men kissing and is featuring a gay character in its upcoming Beauty and the Beast movie, Christian leader Franklin Graham said the Disney company is trying to normalize the homosexual lifestyle. They're trying to push the LGBT agenda into the hearts and minds of your children, watch out, he said. I hope Christians everywhere will say no to Disney. Virginia town cancels Ark Encounter. A special visit to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum that Christiansburg Parks and Recreation offered to Virginia families was crossed off the itinerary after facing outrage from the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation, FFRF. The group called the field trip a violation of the Constitution. Pope Francis can be the global voice. According to a columnist at The Week, a populist backlash is brewing against the elites of society. The global elite have had countless failures, and still seem unable to question itself and its failed paradigms. What we need is a world leader who can articulate a vision of what's true, good, and beautiful, and can serve as an alternative. And that man is Pope Francis. Christian University to send students to mosque. Students enrolled in a world religions course at Texas Christian University must attend a mosque service as part of the class. Every student is expected to attend this service, states the syllabus. The course is taught by an associate professor of Islamic and religious studies who earned his bachelor's degree in Islamic studies and master's degree in Islamic law at University of Medina in Saudi Arabia. An option for extra credit is being Muslim for a day. Because the end time is now. Russia vetoes chemical arms penalties. Russia and China blocked a United Nations Security Council resolution backed by the Trump administration that would have punished the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. The Russian veto was the first public clash at the Security Council between the Kremlin and the Trump administration. It was the Kremlin's seventh Security Council veto in defense of Mr. Assad in the Syria war, now nearly 6 years old. NATO to US. Yes, sir, Mr. Trump. Vice President Mike Pence took the Trump message to NATO headquarters in Brussels. NATO's response can be boiled down to a single sentence, yes sir, Mr. Trump. I fully support what has been underlined by President Trump and by Vice President Pence today, the importance of burden sharing, said NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. UN chief presses US to keep up support. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged the US not to scale back its support for the United Nations, saying that any move to defund or disengage from the world body would pave the way for other nations to fill in the void. The US contributes about $8 billion a year to the UN. The comments followed indications by Mr. Trump that he was rethinking the US commitment to the global body. World government. Enlargement of UN Security Council. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for expansion of the UN Security Council to 20 rotating member states and foregoing the division into permanent and non-permanent members. Erdogan says that the reform is necessary to change the fate of the international community. Currently, the Council consists of 5 permanent, veto-wielding members and 10 non-permanent, rotating members.